This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Later today, the Greek government should put out its budget for 2013. It's almost certain to include billions in unpopular and controversial cuts as the country tries to meet the conditions imposed by its creditors elsewhere in Europe. The budget reportedly will presume a Greek economy that shrinks up to 4%, the sixth year in a row of recession. An enormous effort is underway to keep Greece and other struggling European countries on the euro currency, inside the eurozone, as we say. It would be easy to conclude the alternative is unthinkable. And yet there are those who are not only thinking about it, they're calling for it. One of them is Jack Goldstone. He's a professor of public policy and a senior fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. Good to talk with you.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
So, Jack, I mean, the drumbeat day after day is about keeping Greece in the eurozone. You're saying just let them go.
I think so. Greece is like a homeowner who's way underwater on their mortgage. They just owe so much money that the prospect of being able to repay it seems very distant to me. But you don't want Greece to just throw away the keys and run off in an uncontrolled manner. That would be a disaster. However, I don't think that's the only way out. I do think it's possible to do a managed exit of Greece from the euro currency zone without leaving the European Union, and perhaps with even plans to return to the currency once they get their fiscal house in order.
Yeah, you've pitched this notion of a 10-year temporary withdrawal from the euro. How would that work?
Well, right now, Greece is uncompetitive. The reason they can't pay their debts back is they're not earning enough money. They're not earning enough money because with all of their goods and services priced at the euro, they're not competitive because productivity is too low. So the idea would be once you pull out of the euro, it creates a shock, but that lowers the price of goods and services in Greece, makes them more competitive, and then they'd start to make more money with the devalued lower currency. And as they make more money, they can build up a fiscal cushion, and then when they're sound financially, they could reapply to join the single currency if that's what they desire.
Does your logic end with Greece, or are there other countries that should leave slash be kicked out of the euro, at least for a while?
Well, nobody should be kicked out. What we want is a voluntary system that everybody accepts this is the best step to restore fiscal solvency and strength. Whether we have a country where it would serve the interests of the people to have a voluntary change of currency, I think Spain might be forced to consider that, especially with the regions revolting in the country. But again, this is not something that one does lightly. Greece is in by far the worst situation of any of the countries in the eurozone, and that's why I think they might need this kind of special course.
Jack Goldstone is a senior fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. He also blogs at newpopulationbomb.com. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you so much. Pleasure talking to you.